lines, et cetera. So your thoughts on this, because, you know, things are spiking and this has still become such a cultural fight now around COVID protections. But California, to its credit, did jump out early, and still, with the danger of the recall election, the governor still came out strongly for COVID protections. Quick comment, Bill Gallegos.
Well, you know, clearly the pandemic hasn't gone away here in California or nationally. And as your listeners know, the harshest burden of that, the suffering and the deaths, have fallen hardest on Black and brown communities. And that hasn't changed. So the governor and the legislature need to look at this and think about enhancing the policies that they have now. So I think I kudos to the United Teachers of Los Angeles and the LA Unified School District for really saying that the lives of our children, the lives of our teachers, the lives of our communities come first. That's the first thing that we need, is to safeguard the health of our children so that they can learn. And I think that has to be.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, community radio.
This year, we see and hear attacks and challenges to democracy everywhere, here in the USA and around the world. KBOO Programming wants to inform and empower you to make a difference. Do you want to partner with us to project and protect the voices of democracy? Get KBOO's limited edition Sounds of Democracy t-shirt at kboo.fm and inspire others in your community to take action as well. Change is within our reach.
Tune in to KBOO every Friday at 6 p.m. from September 15th to October 15th for KBOO's Hispanic Heritage Month series. Join KBOO in celebrating and paying tribute to the contributions and enriching influences of Hispanic and Latinx Americans and their ancestors. You'll hear from volunteer producers from Buscando America, Boogie Pachanguero, Noticias en Español, and more. Again, that's KBOO's Hispanic Heritage Month series, every Friday at 6 p.m. from September 15th to October 15th, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing, unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of the month at 5 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Hello, I'm Eugene Bradley. Welcome to KBOO's annual candidate forum. Just a few minutes, you'll get to hear from candidates running for election to KBOO's Board of Directors. KBOO is unique in that its Board of Directors is elected directly by a vote of the members. In addition, any changes to KBOO's bylaws must be approved by a vote of the members. So every KBOO member gets to vote, and any member can apply to serve on the Board of Directors. By now, members should have received a ballot in the mail. If you haven't received yours yet, you can contact the membership department at membership@kboo.org, and they'll get you another one. Mail ballots have to be received by September 20th to be counted, so please mail your ballot as early as you can so we can be sure to get it. This year's members also have the option of voting electronically by going online to kbu.fm/vote. And that opening, that online voting is open until September 19th. The online voting will also be available during the annual meeting, which is Sunday, September 26th from 1 to 3 at that same website. Due to the pandemic, we won't be able to accept ballots dropped off at the station or at the annual meeting this year. So be sure to use either the mail-in ballot or your electronic ballot to get your vote in. The annual meeting itself will be virtual, live streamed from the Clinton Theater, Sunday, September 26th, 1 to 3. If you go to KBOO's homepage and click on the banner at the top that says KBOO Annual Membership Meeting, it's got all the information about the link to get onto the meeting, and they'll have live entertainment, updates about the state of the station. You get to hear once again from the board candidates. We're going to get their speech several times. And you'll also get to participate in a discussion if you'd like on KBOO after the pandemic. Looking forward to that. So let's get right to the candidates. Want to welcome Ashley Matthews. Welcome to the KBOO Airwaves.
Hi.
Really appreciate you running. So I just have a few questions. I'm going to ask the same questions of everybody. I'm going to say there's no right answer, but that's not true. So, can you tell me, have you had a chance to go to the KBOO volunteer orientation yet?
I actually haven't. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll have another one. So,
okay.
Looking forward to it. Can you tell me if you've been involved in any KBOO activities?
I haven't. No, I'm newer to Portland.
Got it. That's great. Have you been on nonprofit boards or advisory boards or working committees?
I've worked in like in college, like on, and I don't even know what it's called now, but like in like the different groups where you have like the treasurer or the president. I'm like, what are those? Are those called boards? I don't even know.
You can call them a board. We believe you.
Yeah, that's the extent for me.
Great. How would you describe your leadership style?
Need everybody's perspectives before making any decision.
that's a good style. One of the responsibilities of the KBOO board is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Have you ever done anything like that?
I've done healthcare recruiting, so I've had to like go through like getting people ready and like hiring and then managing their jobs that they get and stuff, but I haven't really like done managing a manager.
Okay, great. The KBOO board supports fundraising activities and is responsible for the financial oversight of the KBOO Foundation. Have you ever done anything with planning or reviewing operating budgets and financial statements?
Financial statements, no.
It's okay. Have you worked with budgets at all for, you know, activities and stuff?
Yeah, like when I was a treasurer, but and then I haven't been like on a board managing managers, but I'm in job positions. I've had that communication directly, like where I'm like, I'm my own board.
Yes.
So yes. I don't know if that counts.
Everything counts. Yes.
Okay.
How do you think you could participate in KBOO fundraising?
Well, I have experience in sales and customer retention. So like, I guess that would translate over to like community outreach kind of too.
Yes. Well, retention is really important because we depend on our member contributions for about 65% of our revenue. And we have about 5,000 members right now. That's been pretty steady and we're fortunate with that. As a board member, what steps do you think you could take to increase membership?
I would like to hear what ideas people already have and then like go from there, because I don't really have like the insight as to what's going on to like think of what to do or how to put the pieces together, but definitely like conversation would be like step one for me.
That's great. KBOO has been a media outlet for 53 years for communities of color and other marginalized communities. How do you think the KBOO board can address issues of equity and inclusion in its programming, its outreach, its training, hiring, all its activities?
Seems like on the surface of all of the content that I've seen so far is pretty diverse. When I think of diversity, I I think of idea diversity too, and like neurodiversity, not just like color or like genre. How I would think about diversity is just like hiring different thinkers. When you put all these different thinkers together, you can get some really cool results, instead of like getting people who kind of fit the mold of like things that are of people in the past and stuff, and you kind of get the same results.
Can you tell me stuff you've done in your own life to address issues of equity and inclusion?
As far as equity goes, so equity and equality, like I didn't realize how privileged I personally was. Like I always was like, oh, I'm Black, I have this problem, blah, blah, blah. But then also like, I didn't realize within that how much equity I had compared to my, to people in different groups that I'm in. And then how much equality is not there too, just because of different advantages that I've had in life. And like all of those small things that like people wouldn't know, like there might have been one situation that changed my life that somebody didn't experience within my subgroup. And then the experience is completely different. So when I think about equality and equity, I think about like the different layers, because it's like, there's so many layers, and to go from like a like little tiny down to, and then it just builds up to this giant like problem of like all these different things, but like all these little things are missed along the way. And I like to look at the little things, because they do evolve into bigger problems or bigger things without us even knowing the root.
Right. Last question. KBOO board members are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board service. Do you think you could commit to that?
Yeah, I can tell my job that I need to do part-time.
Okay, that's great. Do you have anything you'd like to just tell KBOO listeners, KBOO members, anything about yourself? Or?
I'm Ashley. I'm a little bit awkward. I like to hear different brain ideas and collaborate and evolve together.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and letting our members hear from you. And I'm sure they're going to look forward to hearing from you at the annual meeting too. So thank you very much. It's great to meet you.
You too.
Our next candidate is Charles Chapry, and he's a candidate for the board of directors. Welcome, Charles. Thank you for coming to KBOO to talk to us today at our candidate forum.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So a few questions. Have you been able to attend the KBOO volunteer orientation yet?
I have.
Okay. Have you been involved in KBOO at all?
Yes, I have. I have interviewed a few folks here and there. And yes, I've been to a few meetings, and I'm excited to be able to be a part of more of the meetings.
Do you know anything about KBOO history or kind of things KBOO has been doing over the years?
Yeah, I'm originally from here, born and raised here in Portland, Oregon. And I grew up listening to KBOO radio from elementary school on to adulthood. And so I feel really privileged and excited to be a part of the history moving forward as a possible person on the board.
What were some of your favorite programs?
That was a while back. I know there was a TV radio program that they used to do, I don't know if we call them volunteer, but we used to, I forgot the term they used to use for it, but I remember having girlfriends and stuff dedicate a song to someone. And so that's my experience when I was younger.
That sounds like a good experience.
Yeah, I forget the term that's used for that, but no, I don't recall the actual programming. As of late, I have been on the Kona Hall show, and then I have been involved with the evening news. And so I do interviews with Charles Chamber, and that goes on the air here and there when I have time.
Well, that's great. Have you worked with any nonprofit boards of directors or advisory boards or working committees, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm a former president over TV Toastmasters, and I preside over four locations in the Portland metro area. And I sit at the head of the board, and I'm currently the superintendent over a nonprofit. I'm also a former business owner. I owned a retail store for 5 years before the before the recession, the Great Recession. And so that's my experience with being on the board and being a leader related to things of this nature.
So how would you describe your leadership style?
And I try to put myself in other people's shoes. I mean, I have a great amount of empathy. I currently train and I teach leadership skills. I go around the country teaching content related to leadership. And I'm all about having fun and meeting people where they're at and trying to relate and just making it an easy process as we lead and guide others to your persuasion.
That's great. One responsibility of the KBOO Board of Directors is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Do you have any kind of experience like that?
Yeah, so typically at the seminars that I preside over, there are new leaders, and I am training them on how to manage bad behaviors. And my years as the superintendent, I have other leaders under me. And so, yeah, I definitely have experience leading and also selecting other leaders and helping them to have a great following.
That's great. KBOO Board also supports fundraising at the station and is responsible for financial oversight for the KBOO Foundation. Do you have experience with budgets and operating financial statements and those kind of things?
Yes, I do. Like I said, I had a business for 5 years, retail store for 5 years. And for fundraising, I started very early on, ever since elementary school. I don't know if you're familiar with SEI, the school. And so I was one of the first fundraisers for that particular organization. We used to go door to door, selling cans and getting those donations necessary in order to have this program. Now it's a school and very prominent in the community and helping others. And when I was in college, I used to go door to door and seeking donations and doing fundraising. So I did that for about 5 or 6 years. And in my professional background, before I became a speaker and trainer, I did a lot of sales. And so it's the same thing. And so I've broken records. And so it's actually just broke a record in sales a couple months ago, broke 2 records in sales. And so usually fundraising is just another form of sales, but for the nonprofit side of things. And so I'm skilled at persuading others and building rapport and trying to see if I can fulfill those needs and get a donation.
KBOO depends on member contributions for about 65% of our operating revenues, and our membership is about 5,000 people. So do you have any thoughts on how we might expand that membership?
Yeah, most of my sales experience has been over the phone. And typically fundraisers, a lot of them are over the phone. I'm skilled at doing it face-to-face or door-to-door, as I said before, as well as doing it over the phone. And so most of the records that have been broken, I've broken many records actually. One of the records I've broken is the most calls made in a day. So whether it's in direct sales as far as fundraising, meeting people face-to-face, or whether on the phone, I think that I have those skills that could help us raise those funds necessary to continue on.
KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color and other marginalized communities throughout its existence. How do you think the KBOO Board can address issues involving equity and inclusion in programming, outreach, training, hiring, everything we do?
Well, I think the board needs to be diversified. I think just to start with, and I'm a person of a I'm a minority, and I'm from here, and I think just having a diversified board to be able to see through their eyes helps. I don't think it could hurt, but in this situation, it should help. My view of things, being able to see it from their eyes, their standpoint. So I think that's how I would answer that. I think the board again needs to be diverse, and I would provide the diversity and also the insight that I have, seeing that I'm from here and know those marginalized groups firsthand.
the work you do, have you had to address equity and inclusion issues?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I teach about 17 different courses, about 20 now, but on a regular, I would say about maybe 15 consistently. And I teach workers' comp and HIPAA quite often. And I also teach a class on how to deal with difficult people. So that's a communication course. And in that class, we discuss different cultures and how to empathize and how to relate to other people. If we look at the class workers' comp and HIPAA, those are all about other people's rights and how to maintain those rights for those particular people. Workers' comp deals with ADA, so that's a part of people who deal with disabilities. And as you know, HIPAA deals with health, privacy, and health. And so those classes really help to provide some type of support for people and humanities as far as rights and equality.
KBOO board members are asked to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board business. Would you be able to make a commitment like that?
Yes, I could.
Great. Anything else you'd like to let KBOO members and listeners know about yourself?
Well, I'm really excited for the opportunity. I think this is one of the high callings and one of the higher goals that I've had to be a part of this family. I have been hosting here and there, and I think to be on the leadership side of things is a great opportunity and honor. So I seek your votes and your support.
Well, thank you very much, Charles, for coming and talking to us, and best of luck. Our next candidate for the KBOO Board of Directors is Todd Kimball. So welcome to the KBOO Airwaves, Todd.
Thank you, Gene. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for stepping forward today. I'm just going to ask you a few questions and let the folks hear more about you. The first question is, have you been able to attend the KBOO volunteer orientation yet?
I have. Years ago, I was part of a nonprofit organization, the founder of a nonprofit organization called United by Media, and we did some collaborative efforts with KBOO, so I attended the orientation through that process.
That's great. Have you been involved in any KBOO activities?
Well, we covered events collaboratively. We covered the MLK breakfast one year. That was United by Media in conjunction with KBOO, and also Wordstock. We both had a presence there. So I really enjoyed KBOO's contribution to the community over the years.
Thank you. Do you have any experience working on other nonprofit boards or advisory boards or working committees?
Sure, absolutely. I was the founder and board member of United by Media for 7 years. I also was on the board of Community Vision, which is an organization that empowers people with disabilities, as well as a board member for Jardín Portland, which built a park in Guadalajara, Mexico. So I've been a part of a number of boards.
That's great. One of the responsibilities of KBOO's board of directors is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Have you done that kind of thing before in other organizations?
Absolutely. My first career was a 10-year career in radio, where I was a sports director of a radio station and put together a sports staff and worked with the other departments. I also have been a syndicated radio host for a show called On a Roll for 6 years back in the mid-90s. And I really feel like my staffing experience came from the fact that after radio, I moved into the industry of staffing in several different ways. I had a staffing company here in downtown Portland called Moonlight Staffing for 7 years. So quite familiar with hiring people and putting together good teams.
That's great. KBOO's board also supports fundraising activities, and it's responsible for financial oversight for the foundation. Have you done things with operating budgets and financial statements?
Absolutely. I have an MBA, and so I'm pretty good at reading financial statements. And also with both United by Media and Community Vision, I was responsible for some fundraising.
So how do you see yourself actively participating in KBOO fundraising? Do you have any ideas?
Sure. I think one of the key strengths that I would bring to the KBOO board is a lot of connections in town, the ability to see things in unique ways, and really present quality ideas with passion to people that are also motivated financially and otherwise to make those ideas happen. So I really feel passionately that I can present good ideas to good people with resources to make those ideas happen.
That's great, thank you. KBOO depends on member contributions for about 65% of our operating revenue. And we have about 5,000 members currently. Do you have any thoughts on how we could increase that base, increase our membership?
I think whenever you're talking about increasing your reach as well as your operating budget to continue doing the good work, it's all about the mission of KBOO and getting more people to understand that mission in a more passionate way. So it's all about outreach and different forms of outreach. And I have some ideas on that, probably too many to share in a short interview like this, but I certainly look forward to sharing those with the board.
That's great. KBOO has been a media outlet for community of colors and other marginalized communities for its entire existence. How do you think the KBOO board can address issues of equity and inclusion in our programming, outreach, training, hiring, all of our activities?
Well, I think KBOO has done a pretty good job of that over its history, and I think we can always improve that. And the number one way is just to continue to reach out to those groups, to be accessible, to seek them out and understand their issues. So the more that you can truly be involved, I mean, it has to be a giant bullseye on KBOO's mission to say, are we reaching out to these groups enough? Are they being heard? Are we talking about the issues enough? And as long as you have that as a forefront goal, I know with the dedicated people that KBOO has, both on the board and in the membership base, as well as the staff, that we can even further the goal of inclusion and empowerment.
That's great, thank you. One last question. KBOO board members are asked to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board work. Do you think you can make a commitment like that?
Absolutely.
That's great. Do you have anything you'd like to add for our members to hear?
Well, I've loved KBOO for a long time. It's a very important voice here, and I look forward to strengthening that voice both in terms of content, programming, and finances. So I really hope to be a part of the board.
Well, we really appreciate you coming by and talking to us today. And best of luck, Todd, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the KBOO Candidate Forum. You've just heard three candidates for the KBOO board, Ashley Matthews, Charles Chambray, and Todd Kimball. In addition to these candidates on the ballot, we have four bylaw measures, bylaw changes. Bylaw changes have to be presented by the KBOO Governance Committee and approved by the KBOO board to be submitted to the members, and the members vote on them. If the members, a majority of the members who vote for them, then those are changes to our bylaws. And those changes are available as well as candidate statements and are linked to the annual meeting. If you go to the KBOO homepage and you click on the banner that says KBOO annual meeting, all that information will be at that site. So, remember that the deadline for voting by mail is September 24th, so please mail your ballots as early as possible so they can arrive by September 24th. You can vote online until September 19th, and you can vote at the annual meeting, which is September 26th. It'll be virtual, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and that link will also be on the KBOO homepage. So please vote, make your voice heard, and help shape the path for KBOO into the future. Thanks for listening.
Indigenous author, teacher, and elder Jeanette Armstrong was named to the Order of Canada in 2021. From the Wings Archive, Armstrong's address to the International Conference on the Gift Economy in 2004 in Las Vegas.
I want to give you some idea of how I think about giving.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
I come from a small community, maybe 200 miles inland from Vancouver. My people are sometimes referred to as the Okanagan people, but that's the valley that we live in. We're the Nsi'ilchin people. We're Si'ilch. The area that I come from is considered to be a desert. The fragility of the ecosystem requires absolute knowledge and care, or you overextend your use of it, and it can impact directly on how much you have to eat and survival of your coming generations. So a large part of our society and our community and our practice and our philosophy and our governance system are based on understanding that we need to always be vigilant and aware of not over-consuming, and always be aware of how the land gives life and how you as human beings are simply a part of that. And what indigenous means to me is that the interdependence of everything that exists there must be understood, and I must be able to cooperate with all the other living things on the land so as not to make any one of them extinct or remove any one of them for my need. In other words, to collaborate with every living thing so that they can live and I can live in the same level of health, so that they can continue giving to me and to my children and my children.